Winona Howder started Food and Water Watch after more than a decade working with Ralph Nader's Public Citizen. She believed there was a real need for a grassroots organization focused on, as she says, what humanity needs to survive. The organization was committed to activism on issues of food and water. Energy wasn't necessarily on its radar.
But we started getting phone calls about 2007, 2008 about fracking and the destruction of water resources. And we started looking at that and realizing that these new technologies that had come together that we call fracking today were not only impacting water resources where the drilling and fracking were going on, but that this surge in new production of oil and gas was going to impact our climate.
Howder says her organization was the first national group to call for a ban on fracking, both because of what it does to water resources and as a vanguard of energy production headed in the wrong direction. More fossil fuels, faster climate change. It's a complicated argument to make, but Food and Water Watch is ready to make it. And the current killer storms are adding fuel to the argument that climate change may catastrophically affect food production.
We know that the insurance industry is especially concerned about the potential from storms for causing famines in the future. Lloyd's of London put out a report a couple of years ago called Food Shock. And they predict about an 18% chance in the next 40 years of having the kinds of storms that we're seeing this summer happen in a number of continents, and that they actually impact food production in a way that there are widespread famines, collapse of our economic system, and all sorts of civil unrest. So we're very interested in pushing an agenda that is about getting off of fossil fuels.
In fact, that's the name for an initiative that's the focus of Food and Water Watch's work right now.
Well, we have a new program called Off Fossil Fuels because we feel that we're really facing an existential threat that people all over the country want to do something. And so this program makes use of new technologies that allow us to work with volunteers and activists in a number of different ways. So we have an action, national action team. People can use peer-to-peer texting to get involved in helping to defeat certain fossil fuel projects that are being planned. We have a technology called CallFire that we can use for elections or for doing turnouts. So say you're a local group, you're trying to stop a pipeline or some other fossil fuel project. You need help in calling all of the people that you want to come out to a workshop or to some kind of action. CallFire can be used to make those calls remotely, so anyone anywhere in the country who's part of this team can help with that grassroots activity.